Did you realize it was 30 years this year, or all of a sudden you go, hey, wait a minute, it's been 3 decades with this great record label?
No, I really didn't realize it. I know it's been, I know we've been together a long time, but that just goes how to show you time passes and you never really realize how long it is, you know. Shucks, I've been married 19 years now. It doesn't seem like, it seems like about 5 or 6 years, you know.
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good sign. She hasn't put me out yet, so.
It's when those 5 years seem like 19 that maybe you're in trouble a little bit.
Yeah.
So 3 decades with Alligator Records, do you feel like you've sort of lived your dream a little bit?
I have lived my dream, because the funny thing about it, you know, when I was walking around praying to the good Lord above, saying what I wanted out of life, which was a wife and family, a nice house to live in, I never asked for too much. We start asking and we get greedy, you know. And here it is, 30 years later, and I pretty much got what I asked for.
I think before we had talked about your uncle, J.B. Hutto, and you talked a little bit about Hound Dog Taylor. Is that sound still something that appeals to you? It's still something that you dig into after all these years?
Oh, definitely. I'm so into this now. You know, I'm actually trying to rig up my system, my amplifying stuff, where I can have 3 different sounds, maybe 4. I'm working with it now, and as we speak, I'm going to go to the store today and get me, which something I really didn't want to rely on was a pedal board, but to get the 3 sounds that I want, which is JB, Hound Dog, and Elmore, and I'm going to listen to a little Jimmy Reed, and then myself, to get those 3 different sounds going, which I got a lot of pedals, I'm just going to have to situate them where one will sound like I want it to sound and the other will sound like I want it to sound. You know, I used to look at guys with those big pedal boards, and I kind of look at them now and go, I know why he's doing that, because he's wanting to create all this different tone and music. And it's a good thing. You know, being a blues, traditional blues guy, doesn't mean that I don't have to have all these things. It just means that to keep the tradition like it should be, I might need a few of them. You know?
On your new album, The Big Sound of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, can you give us an example of some of the different sounds from some of the different songs? Can you recall off the top of your head?
Well, you know, Giving Up on Your Love was based by listening to Lil Milton and, what was that other guy that died?
Oh, Otis Clay, maybe?
Otis Clay, yeah.
Okay.
Those two guys, I admired them a lot, especially when I was coming up, and I never really started really listening to them till later on in the years here. And I knew Otis Clay. I used to see Otis Clay all the time. And he gave me that inspiration to do like Giving Up on Your Love. That's a soul tune, you know.
I'm giving up on your love. You're driving me insane. Feel like I'm down. Ball up your chain.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Our guest is Little Ed Williams, the Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. You know, another thing that you do so well, and it's, I think, not being a musician, I don't know for sure, but it seems like a very difficult thing to do, is a ballad. You can crank out a ballad, both lyrically and musically, that has so much feeling in it, and that includes the song Troubled World.
Yeah.
Lyrically, that's you seem a little pessimistic about young people. Is that just in the moment for that song, or in general, are you kind of pessimistic, or are you more optimistic about young kids?
You know, I'm not really pessimistic about them. I think they're coming up in a whole different world. You know, I look at my grandkids and some of the other kids out here as I roam these streets of Chicago or be in a store, some kids, they are taking over the parents. They're telling the parents what to do. So that was my main issue on that one. Because when I was coming up, I was controlled. You know, I'm not angry at the teenagers or I'm not. I look at them sometime and I think, back in the day, my parents knew what I was thinking right away. You know? And I didn't know what they thought I was thinking about, but whatever it was, I wasn't going to think about it.
We got so, so much trouble in this world today. It might be coming to an end. That's what the good books say. Kids talking back to their parents, cussing and fussing all the time.
Earlier you mentioned that you and your wife have been married for 19 years now, and you write music with your wife. And I often ask musicians, you know, how important is it to have a spouse who supports, you know, the weird musician lifestyle? And it sounds like you've got that support, because writing songs, boy, that's a total buy-in. You guys are writing songs together.
I do have that support. I'm going to tell you, I love my wife, man. I went through a lot of women's when I started playing music. And it was all because the night hours in my room trying to study music, you know, they just couldn't get it. You know, they just couldn't see the fact that this was my livelihood. This is my moneymaker. This is my joy. This is my life. They just couldn't get that, you know. You know, they were either saying, oh, you out there on the road screwing around with thousands of women, or either they were saying, you never take time. You're always doing this. You get to mean more than me. It has nothing to do with all that. It's a job. You know, it's a job. You know, and you have to be ready to work your job, you know. When I was working at the car wash, you know, that's when I first started buffing. What I would do was buff my sister's car, buff my auntie's car, buff my brother's car. That was to get me in shape to buff the cars at the car wash, you know. And I'm going to tell you what good it did me. I started to buffing. I buffed for 10 years, and I started to buffing 3 of those years. And the last 6 or 7 years, I was the head of the buff crew.
It sounds like you've taken the same approach to your music.
Right, and I take the same approach to my music. I get in my room, and when I get in my room, it's like lockdown. Because my wife today, she knows once I go in that room and start plucking, she don't even come in there to bother me about nothing. She doesn't complain when I'm in my little hole trying to do my thing. And when it's time to make a CD, she's right there with me. You know, she's in one room and I'm in another, and we're both writing, and she'd come and show me the verses kind of like one by one or two verses at a time. And I go, yeah, but you need to put one more on this one, or you need to change the word on that one. She'd go back and change it. And then she'd come to me and say, put the music on it. The thing about her is, I say, well, which way do you want it to go? You want it to go slow or you want it to go fast? She said, you decide.
You guys are really collaborating.
Yeah, so she lets me take it in any form or fashion that I want to take it. And then when I give it back to her, she go, yeah, that sounds good. Or either she said, well, it's a little slow or it's maybe a little bit too fast, and I go back and change it, you know.
Ed, thank you so much. Nice to catch up with you. Congrats on the album. Congrats on the Conan placement again, and continued good luck to you.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.